Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Southwest Authority on Wrestling, Hip Hop, and Everything in Between, Matt Mania Podcast, is brought to you by Random Beats LLC, the Steel Cage Network, and Geekscape.net. Remember, wrestling is fun, and please keep your shoulders off the mat. And now, the show. Let's go.
Random Beats presents Matt Mania Podcast, the Southwest Authority on Wrestling, Hip Hop, and Everything in Between.
Let's get ready to rumble!
What it is, what it did, and what it do. I go by the name of G1 to the rescue. I am one half of the Southwest Authority on Wrestling, Hip Hop, and Everything in Between. Matt Mania Podcast. Y'all already know who I got to your left and my right. The homie T-Call in the building. Teague, what up, bro?
Yo, what up? T-Call, the villain in the building. Building today being Exhale Society.
I was just about to say, thank you so much for that. Shout out to the homies at Exhale Society Consumption Lounge here in Tempe, Arizona. They got us watching the pay-per-view in here, man, turning up. This is our first real pay-per-view stream and get-together. And we got a decent amount of wrestling fans in here, man. We got some folks to watch the show, so... Definitely shout out to so many people in the build. We'll get some live reactions in just a few. Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. Those of you who are about to tune in and those of you that haven't tuned in yet. But we still gonna get this podcast thing going, man. Currently checking out AEW Revolution live at the moment. This podcast will be available at our usual partners, Geekscape. You know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the usuals. Once we get through recording and everything, man. Teague, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, I'm good. We already a couple matches into the card tonight. We've already had Daniel Garcia and Christian Cage.
You got to do the dance, man.
Cage. We letting them know what happened since it already happened. Cage retained on that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Shocking. I thought it was Daniel Garcia's time.
I definitely thought DG was going to get that one because I'm like, when is it his turn to get like another singles title? I feel like he had that ROH Spear Championship for just a second. I think it's time for him to win another singles belt, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think he deserves it, man, honestly.
They had the All-Star 8-Man Scramble.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Sound like a Denny's platter.
It do, actually.
The All-Star 8-Man Slam Scramble.
$12.99 for a limited time at Denny's.
Hey. 8 eggs, 12 pieces of bacon, 5 Buster's Wings. We got the meats.
Now we got the meats.
In that match, we had Dante Martin and Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had Hook. We had Powerhouse Hobbs. Uh-huh. We had Brian Cage, Lance Archer.
Yep.
Magnus.
Yep.
And Wardlow.
Oh, yeah. Magnus from CMLL, by the way. One of the Hispanic affiliates of AEW. Great Lucha Libre promotion. Shout out to everybody hopping in.
It was a pretty fun match, but we did have Wardlow pulling that one out for the Undisputed Kingdom.
Hey, man. Undisputed Kingdom coming up. It's time, y'all. It's big time. Thank you so much for everybody joining us so far, man. We definitely appreciate you rocking with us.
And the last match that we already done went through tonight was Eddie Kingston versus Daniel Bryanson. What'd you think of that one?
Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson, man, that was a fight. And we already knew what we was in for with that one. Like, that was one of them classic, you know, one of them classic bouts we're going to talk about for a while. And I think Eddie Kingston finally earned his respect from Bryan Danielson, man. I think that was just that match that we needed, man. And I'm glad we finally had it, man.
Bryan Danielson did give him that handshake at the end of the match. So, you know, he's finally acknowledging Eddie Kingston. I don't know what goes next with that, but, you know, that was a good hard-hitting match.
Yes, and indeed.
Right now, we're currently in the middle of Orange Cassidy
versus Roderick Strong. Orange Cassidy putting up the AEW International Championship against Roderick Strong of the Undisputed Kingdom. You already know how that's been going. My personal opinion is Strong's going to take it. That'll put the Kingdom 2 up for the night. So
that was my personal opinion.
Hell yeah.
He stole it.
It was in my head. I agree with him. Oh,
man. Yeah, the Juice Man is currently getting his ass whooped. Currently getting pureed.
Not the Juice Man.
Yeah, OJ the Juice Man.
Quarter brick, hey, half a brick, hey, whole brick. Hey. Hey.
Okay.
Woo, shit. That's so funny. Hey, once again, big shouts out to the good folks at Exhale Society right here in Tempe, Arizona, for having us here in the building, man. Very first time we're doing this sort of thing. It will not be the last, so we're definitely going to go ahead and make sure we can continue to do this. And yeah, man, this is going to be our regular spot where we do these pay-per-view parties, so we hope we can continue to get the support that we've been getting in here recently, man. It's just been wonderful. So many of my good comrades, many that I know personally, many that I know through acquaintances, quite a few came out, really hung out and enjoyed. Come here, Bree. Come here. Blessings to Bree. Bree is actually one of the co-owners of Exhale Society. Definitely big shout out. Bree, you want to say hello and what's up to our people?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, that's what's up. Come on through 35 East Broadway Road, Broadway and Mill in Tempe, Arizona. If you want a great place to consume, come on through. Hang with us. Have some fun, man. They're a great, wonderful bunch of folks.
We had the same water, and we had like similar amounts of water left in our bottles, so I hope that was mine that I drank.
Damn, I hope that was yours too. I think I'm sure I might have drunk mine down, knowing my thirsty ass.
Yeah, the one that I drank was lower than this one though.
Oh.
So
dope. But I guess we'll figure it out in a minute.
Yeah. I may or may not drink your water.
Ah, no big
this
deal.
This may or may not be my water that you're about to drink.
No. No biggie, man. Hey, but once again, man, definitely thank you for joining us, man. This has been it's a hell of a lot of fun.
Where all do you have the show streaming from today?
Oh, man. Yes, indeed. So we are currently live from our Matt Mania Facebook page. We're live from Matt Mania Podcast Instagram. And we're also live from my Twitter. Of course, Matt Mania Instagram. That's a newer thing that we're able to stream from StreamYard to the MMP Instagram. We did it during the holiday show. So we definitely appreciate y'all for watching. And I know we only limited to about an hour on IG. That's about as long as we plan on doing this episode anyway. So for those of you on IG, definitely bear with us until the screen time's out. And if it time's out, you won't really be missing a whole lot after the fact. Hopefully everybody is hanging out and watching AEW Revolution on pay-per-view. Obviously, for copyright reasons, we can't just have the pay-per-view with the fucking screen. So we're not going to do that. But currently checking it out here at Exhale Society.
Oh, no, some stuff happening right there.
Really? You going to point that out?
I know. It's like scramble porn.
Not scramble porn.
You might be able to see a leg or a thigh.
Oh, man. Oh, this is so funny. Hey, man. Teek, thank you for joining me on this, man. I'm happy you were able to make it. Let's see. Just want to make sure I put another... Not the boots. Not even getting the boots. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for joining us. Matt Mania Podcast live AEW Revolution pay-per-view. We're watching it live here at Exhale Society in Tempe, Exhale Society Consumption Lounge, Broadway and Mill in Tempe, Arizona. currently in the middle of Revolution, checking out Orange Cassidy defending his international championship against Roderick Strong with, oh, wow. Yo, okay, you know whose move that was, right? That was Cole's move. That was the Panama Sunrise. That was a little jab to Roderick right there. Oh, shit. Because in case for y'all that don't know, of course, obviously Adam Cole is the leader of the Undisputed Kingdom, which Roderick Strong is a part of, as he's been a part of anything with Undisputed in the name. Oh, Backbreaker, as they call him constantly, the Messiah of the Backbreaker. Let me get that brag, bro. Yes, sir. Man, so this particular week, the things that have been leading up to Revolution have just been a lot of fun. Of course, in the coming weeks, we obviously got a lot to talk about on both sides, both AEW and WWE. We're going to get to some more WWE on the next episode. We can get into a little bit here because we know there's been so much going on with The Rock and the Bloodline and everything like that. Just my humble opinion, I feel like we're all being worked in some capacity when it comes to that. But outside of that, it's a lot to look forward to. Blessings for them bringing it out here to Glendale. I know they were in town March 1st. Rock came through. It was super dope. Back to AEW. We're also celebrating Sting's final night wrestling. Sting is finally retiring after 35 years, man. So tonight is going to be special. Sting and Darby Allin defending the AEW World Tag Team Championships against the Young Bucks, man. The EVP Young Bucks. It's going to be dope. It's going to be hella dope. Shout out to everybody in the million. First of all, I got to give a big shout out to a good friend of ours, our boy Matt Elliott. We constantly refer to him as E-Style. I got to give props on his shoe game. Matt's shoe game is pretty crazy today. So big shout out to him on that. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I seen it.
Roderick Strong strong-armed that title.
Roderick Strong is the new AEW International Championship. Is the new International Champion. And what's dope about it is that, you know, it's not at the expense of Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy has had that belt since the original name for that belt. What was the original name? It was the All-Atlantic Championship.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy has had that belt since it was the All-Atlantic Championship, and he has consistently defended that belt every episode of Dynamite, week after week after week, damn near every episode of Collision or Rampage. Somewhere during the week, he's on AEW television. So,
what the hell is that?
Whoa! That's Kyle O'Reilly! O'Reilly's back! Oh, snap! He got a whole long head of hair! Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle O'Reilly has entered the chat. Oh! KOR joining the Undisputed Kingdom. I don't believe this, though. I feel like he's working. Oh, is he going to put it on? Is he going to put the shirt on? Something told me O'Reilly was coming back. It was just about time, man. I don't think he's going to join him for some reason. I don't feel like he's going to join him, bro. He going to rip it. He working him. He working him.
Is he going to rip it? No, he just gave it back to him.
Said nah. Okay.
He's saying not right now.
He said something in his ear. He dipped off. Uh-oh. Okay. That's how you let the beat build. Now that's how you let the beat build. Interesting. Okay. This is an interesting development, man. You know, I want to see all my guys together anyway. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this from any of the places that we're streaming at, please feel free to leave comments. We can see comments from everywhere that we're streaming at, from Facebook, from Twitter, from IG. So please feel free to leave your comments right here. We can see them. We'll be able to respond in real time. Oh, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an all-out slugfest right now. You are tuned into the Matt Mania Podcast. I'm G1 to the rescue. T-Call on my right. We're live at Exhale Society Cannabis Lounge, Consumption Lounge in Tempe, Arizona, watching AEW Revolution live on pay-per-view. Sorry, we obviously can't have it in the camera view for copyright reasons, but you know, a little live commentary. Got my people in the building. A bunch of folks came out to watch the pay-per-view. Appreciate everybody for joining in. Shatter Michelle. Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
RKO out of nowhere.
We had the cutter, and then we got the giant swing going on. Oh, no.
He's trying to keep his blood in.
Oh, he's trying to take the blood out. I think that was it. Let's see, two. Oh, no. FTR say they not going. Yes, it's crazy, bro.
And guess who's not bleeding?
John Moxley.
Very surprising.
I'm shocked, too, actually. Yo, Josh, I'm actually shocked that it's Dax Harwood doing all the bleeding and not John Moxley. Because he loves bleeding for some reason. Hey, hair don't make it no different. No, you got him biting you and shit. You got this fucking cannibal. Hey, John Moxley's a cannibal. Why is he biting that guy? That ain't cool.
And now he elbowed him. Oh, he's trying to make that. God
damn it. He's trying to make that gash bigger. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Everybody want to drink blood on AEW.
Oh. Damn. Sometimes AEW is all Elite Wrestling. Sometimes it's all be some nasty spots.
Oh, look. Damn, did they get it? Did they pull it off?
No, the crowd is just like super tapped in. You see they only popping on the big moves. They're a true wrestling crowd. The Shatter Machine. Shatter Machine from FTR. 1, 2. Oh, no. Claudio making a save.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they just really tapped into the match. Super tapped in. He caught that elbow on the way out.
He did a better one than the dude top right.
Sure did. Damn. Hell yeah. Oh, my God. Gosh, neutralizer. Pile driver. Damn, Dax was waiting for him. Oh, no.
Look who was waiting on you.
Nope. Nope. Man, this is Dax and Moxley right now going at it.
What you gonna do? Bulldog choke him out?
Here we go. Oh, Death Rider. That was the full-on Death Rider, the lifting paradigm shit. Nope. Hit him. Come on.
Yeah,
oh, damn, now you're going to have to choke him. Hey, this is getting good. And I don't think they're dead. They're cheering like a motherfucker, Dryson.
What?
No, Dryson just saying like he don't think they were cheering. I'm like, they're cheering a lot. Am I, dude? Oh, look. Oh, my God. He wrote, dual sleeper. Dual sleeper. Dual rear naked choke right there.
Just going to take FTR out like this?
Damn. Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen.
FTR, get y'all old asses out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen. He said they picked up right when we made that statement. That's funny. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just seen a double choke out, a double rear naked choke, courtesy of John Moxley and Claudio.
Somebody had a sign saying Mox bleed on my sign. But Mox didn't even.
He ain't bleeding this bad. Big win for Blackpool Combat Club. Couldn't think of their name at first. Damn, bro. I thought FTR had that in the bag. But I wonder if they're going to shake their hand anyway. If they shake their hand anyway, FTR still won. Because that was what they wanted. It was a respect thing.
Moxley don't respect nobody.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Mania Podcast live at Exhale Society Tempe. We are watching AEW Revolution pay-per-view. Just about to get into this women's match. Oh, wow. Well, look at that. She decided not to wrestle this match as Timeless Toni Storm. She decided to wrestle this match as Toni Storm. Oh, dear. Wait a minute. Okay, she did that too well. That was really good because I swore up and down that was Toni. But also, I should have known because Toni thick as hell.
Yeah.
That was really good because they low-key had me for it. That was crazy. XL Society, Matt Mania Podcast. We in here. AEW Revolution pay-per-view. So far, we have had a hell of a show. We have really had a hell of a show, guys. It has been pretty crazy so far. Shout out to everybody watching. All right. So just to kind of give you guys a recap on some of the things that have happened so far since the pay-per-view has been active. Let's chop it up for a minute, guys, and then we're gonna get off the stream here, and then we'll do a recap show later on in the week, and then we'll get into some new stuff. But so far, during the pre-show, we had the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, of course, which is all of Bullet Club Gold and the Acclaimed and Daddy Ass. They were in a 12-man tag match with Jeff Jarrett, Satnam Singh, Jay Lethal, Willie Mack, and Private Party. Super, super, super dope match. That was during Zero Hour. Of course, Bang Bang Scissor Gang won that. We had Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale versus Julia Hart and Sky Blue. Statlander and Willow won. Then we had for the TNT Championship, Christian Cage successfully defended the TNT Championship against Daniel Garcia. We had Eddie Kingston beat Bryan Danielson fair and square by pinfall, and that's just during the main card. Wardlow defeated everybody in the All-Star Scramble match. Shout out to Wardlow. Roderick Strong is the new AEW International Champion, beating Orange Cassidy after a long reign, which hasn't been mad so far. also, Blackpool Combat Club, represented by John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli, defeated FTR by submission. It was a double chokeout. So that's what we got so far. We're going to do a recap show just after the main event. So definitely sit tight. We're going to hop back on the streams. Thank you, everybody, for joining us so far. This is G1 to the Rescue on behalf of T-Call. We'll be back. Matt Mania Podcast Live. You know what it is. Ooh-wee. Software is connected like, yeah, go live on them hoes. Go live on them hoes. What up? It's G1 to the Rescue. It's T-Call. It's your boys, the Mad Mania Podcast, the Southwest Authority on wrestling, hip-hop, and everything in between. This is a live after Revolution show. We just got through checking out AEW Revolution right here at Exhale Society, Cannabis Lounge in Tempe. Man, we had a good amount of people in here. We was eating. We was chiefing real good. We turned up. Everybody had a good-ass time. People that don't normally sit up and watch wrestling like we do actually really enjoyed the pay-per-view, and I really enjoyed that, man. T, man, your thoughts on the show, bro?
Oh, man, this was a dope show.
Man.
I know we talked about some of the matches previous before we did a pause and started watching the rest of the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
We wanted to enjoy the pay-per-view as well and not just be recapping the whole thing.
Absolutely.
But I still feel like the Ospreay and Takeshita match,
oh my God,
was a match of the night.
Man, shout out to Will Ospreay on his AEW debut. Listen, him and Takeshita tore that shit up, man. Really, it was just a beautiful violence, as I like to say. Really beautiful violence. It was everything that you wanted a pro wrestling match from. See you, my bro. Shout out to Josh Molesky in the building. Josh Mills. Came through, right, man. See you, my bro. But yeah, man, it was just like,
appreciate you, man.
I told a couple of the people here that, my dude, I told a few of the people here that, like, if you want to see the example of what the contemporary side of the wrestling business is, watch this Ospreay and this Takeshita match. And you got exactly what you asked for. It was phenomenal, man. It was really good. I feel like, what else is really dope? I feel like the ladies did their thing. You know, they finally hashed that out. Carrizo is what I wanted to say. And Toni Storm, that was really fire.
Right, obviously the Swerve and the Hangman and Samoa Joe match. That match was a dope match as well.
That match
well
does not very well thought out, because it just builds more drama in the Swerve and Hangman saga, because due to what happened, for those of you that watched, like, man. Yeah.
And we were here talking about how, you know, were they going to make Samoa Joe's title reign short, you know?
Yep.
Were they about to take the title from him already, you know? Yeah. And we see that they didn't. So they're confident with him holding the title right now. And I guess they just have more story that they plan on telling with Swerve and Hangman.
Absolutely. We got the answer to that question. Quick as hell, but in probably one of the dopest triple threat matches I've ever watched, for sure. That was fire on top of fire on top of fire, man. It was just some really solid stuff, man. I genuinely enjoyed it. Like I said, everybody here at Exhale genuinely enjoyed it. We was high. We was turned up. Everything was copacetic, man. Shout out to everybody that came through. We definitely want to do this again. You know, we want to make it bigger. You know, maybe not for WrestleMania, only because we actually plan on being there. But, you know, maybe for another pay-per-view or something like that, we can set up another situation. But everybody in AZ, man, come out and support your boys. The Matt Mania Podcast, your Southwest authority on wrestling, hip-hop, and everything in between. And just come out, smoke, hang with us, watch some good wrestling, man. But shout out to Exhale for having us in the building, for sure.
Now, let's talk about Sting. How you feel about Sting's last match?
Man, Sting.
You emotional for seeing Sting for the last time?
You know what? Sting, I'm emotional in a positive note, because the trend between, I'll say, him, Bryan Danielson, and Adam Copeland is like, these guys are being able to really go out on their own terms. And I was just talking about Sting's WWE run, and I was just saying, man, AEW pretty much gave Sting the red carpet from the time he came to AEW. He pretty much had well respected. Everybody knew, like, hey, this is Sting coming in. Nah, we'll do whatever. What's up? Like this is. That's major respect. I was saying he's probably one of the most unproblematic dudes in professional wrestling. And on top of that, this match was just like, hey, it's showing you like, hey, I can still run with you young dudes. All these high spots, all this bull. Yep, I could do all that too. I've been doing this. I've been doing this since 88. But it was just good to see him. He said Darby was the best tag team partner that he ever had. Man, they've definitely spent a lot of time together. Quite a bit of time together.
Yeah, I wonder what Darby's future holds now that he don't have Sting right there to be his, you know, his daddy.
Wow.
You know. Yeah, I mean, Darby. You know, Papa's Sting is gone now, so what Darby gonna do on his own? You know, Darby's got a tag team title, and now there's a vacant title. Because Sting,
gotcha. Darby took the training wheels.
There's a vacant title now that Sting not there, so I don't know if Darby's gonna bring another partner in, or if they're gonna have to relinquish the titles now. Like you were saying something about maybe them doing a tournament for the tag titles now.
I feel like that's the next logical step. Like, there's nobody to just like have, you know, Darby just step in. Somebody just step in and be Darby's tag partner.
Hit that X right there.
For sure. But definitely, I feel like, yeah, like I agree with you, Wicks. I feel like this was Darby's taking the training wheels off. Sting has.
Well, shit, I didn't like that. I didn't like the training wheels off of him because he went through that glass table. If that's what we got to see from Darby going forward, man,
you know what Darby be on. Like, none of this. We've seen Darby do some wild shit over the course of AEW's existence. So it's like, when he does things
that
like that,
shredded up,
you cringe, and you know your automatic assumption is like, damn, please don't die, please don't die. But at the same time, man.
At the same time, he want to die.
You're right. We know we know Darby Allin's brand. Darby Allin is 99 Jeff Hardy, but controlled. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He wants to put his body.
But as I was saying, you know, it was dope with all the stuff that Sting did. I felt like because that was his last match, it was like, I'm going to do a lot because I'm not going to be doing this no more. So,
right.
Five tables, I go through all of them. I go through some glass.
I don't have to do none of this next week. I go home.
But also, I might miss how this stuff feels. So, let me get my fill of it.
Let me get my adrenaline rush. Right. And you know what was a really touching moment? Shout out to Sting's sons. Not only were they dressed up as two respective eras of their father, they actually got in the ring and laid some stinger splashes, which was really dope because the heavier, more muscular son between the two of them, like, he got some size on him. Them stinger splashes look like they hurt. And then the other brother, he was coming with all the height on his. So it was kind of nice to see, low-key. I didn't think his sons really got they ring stripes in like that. But, hey, who knows? A lot of kids in pro wrestling in the game. So who knows what the future may hold for Sting's boys. Maybe they training. Maybe that was they, you know, like, hey, get y'all reps in. See some stinger splashes. Fuck it. I don't know. But I just know that if you were going to send your favorite wrestler off, if you owned a wrestling company and you signed one of your favorite wrestlers of all time, and this person said, I want to retire by 2024 and I want to retire at one of your premier pay-per-views, you send him off with the biggest respect, one of the biggest stages, a stage that he's familiar with, Greensboro, South Carolina.
Let's not forget to mention also Ric Flair and Ricky the Steamboat.
Dragon Steamboat, man. Rip. Oh, my God.
Both catching super kicks.
I'm talking about catching super kicks. Even, you know, there was a chop laid, you know, by Ricky Steamboat, but he caught super kicks. Ric Flair tried to shield his friend Sting. He ended up catching feet. You know, it was
EVPs don't care who they put feet to. Everybody catching Jordans when they in the ring.
Exactly. The EVPs told Sting in his face, I'm not sorry. I don't love you. It was the opposite of what Shawn Michaels told Ric Flair.
They shook his hand. They said it was good doing business with him.
They tried to send him off.
They had pink slips for him.
I swear to God.
Unfortunately, he won, though.
Yeah, man.
He did what Sting does. He no-sold a lot of stuff, and yep. He just, you know.
You know, selling table spots is crazy. He be going through these motherfuckers.
And they did the coffin drop into the scorpion death lock.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was a great spot, too. Bloody back Darby Allin.
Yeah, that was when Darby Allin, that was after he came back after like 10 minutes of him being gone after that glass spot.
And, right. Like, you know
and,
how.
And Sting was having to, you know, get beat up and try to fend off both the Young Bucks. But yeah, he came back. Hit him, pushed one of the Young Bucks off the corner, and then he climbed up there. They hit the coffin drop, scorpion death drop combo.
How JR is always like the proverbial crimson mask. This time it was like the proverbial crimson bodysuit.
For Darby, he had a crimson cape on.
Oh my soul, he like Spawn, goddamn.
But then Sting got to, you know, talk to the crowd and everything afterwards and say his goodbyes and his thank yous and things like that. But also the feed cut off. So
yeah, so I'm sure.
Cut short. They said they had 5 minutes, but I don't know if they went over or what. He's saying he hopes it's going to be on YouTube. Maybe it'll be on their Instagram. But
yeah, they usually put
footage that's left over that we didn't catch yet.
Yeah, I was about to say stuff like that. They usually end up putting on their YouTube after the fact, you know, with all the elongated, unedited footage or whatnot. So I'm sure if you check out AEW's YouTube, the extended version of the Sting speech is probably there. I would imagine everybody in the locker room probably came out and gave their blessings in the ring and some shit. So I know they got to show that footage because I doubt if what we seen at the end of the pay-per-view was all that happened with Sting leaving the company, with Sting leaving wrestling. As far as in-ring competition, he said he may stick around in a backstage role, so we'll see what's up. But
all in all, what you rate this pay-per-view?
Oh fuck, I'm gonna give it, man. I say 9.2 out of 10.
Damn, he rating it high. I was gonna say like a 7.5. It was a good pay-per-view. I'm rating it low though because it was like some matches that I thought, you know, like the Daniel Garcia, I feel like he should have won.
Yeah.
I felt like who else won that was predictable? Eddie Kingston winning. I feel like that was predictable.
I would have liked to have seen FTR beat the BCC. I would have definitely liked to see FTR. So I was a little upset about that, but the finish was cool. So that was the part where it's like, all right, whatever, we'll make it work. But yeah, I give it a 9.2 out of 10. Missing a couple of key elements to really make it a 9.5. Like, it's so weird not having MJF in an AEW pay-per-view, but you know, neither here or there. Wishing a speedy recovery. But it was just such a good show. And that Ospreay match, I feel like without that Ospreay and Takeshita match, I probably would have gave it a 7. That Ospreay and Takeshita match was just insane. And please.
Also, pay-per-view was long as fuck. And that's also why it's being rated low. My ass hurt right now. Sit down.
Right. So,
and I can't work in the morning. Right. And be up in here trying to stay in here and watch this 4 hour, actually 5 hour if you was watching like a pre-show and stuff like that. Pay-per-views, like, come on, just 3 hours. That's all we need. Just give us 3 hours of solid pay-per-view matches. Why do we gotta be four? Who could they have took off? Right, look, somebody else is saying the same thing, like 4 hour pay-per-view.
Right. Dryson. Hell yeah. Well, look, with that being said, hey, we appreciate you joining us, man. We'll get this to all the streams. You'll be able to hear this and some of the footage from the live stream soon. Hey, man, thank you for watching. First official episode of Matt Mania Podcast out the gate. Join us 2 weeks from now for another episode. We getting it cracking. Yours truly, G1 to the rescue. Obviously, you know where to find
me. Daniel Garcia Christian match could have been on Dynamite.
They didn't do shit.
What, the story didn't progress. Nah. It wasn't nothing but the patriarchy beating up Daniel Garcia. That shit could have been on Dynamite. They also could have had that Eddie Kingston Daniel Bryan match that could have been the end of a tournament on fucking Rampage.
Nah, they've been building. Collision. That was definitely paper.
FTR got their ass beat on Collision.
You are something.
Just give me the last 3 matches. Give me the last. Actually, you could have gave me the last 4 matches just so I'm not being like that. You could have gave me, this pay per view could have been Takeshita and Ospreay, Tony Storm, the Samoa Joe match, and then Sting match.
Oh, wow.
Boom.
Okay. Real. But no, hey, we appreciate it.
3 pumps and you done. Boom, boom, boom. Go home, make a sandwich.
Nah, we ain't gonna be 3 pump chops. Hey, listen, would you tell them thank you? You can always give me Tony Storm. No, she don't need a storyline. Yeah, of course. We totally agree. Hey, man, well, I'm trying to stop this man's ass from hurting, trying to, you know, get up out of here. But hey, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us. You know, we got more. What? Wow. Dryson, we'll talk about that statement later. But, hey, you know, it wouldn't be 2024 without Matt Mania Podcast. We told you we coming with new episodes. Thank you for joining us for this. More pay-per-view streams like this on the way.
She wasn't hurrying up and hopping off the stream before they get to arguing in the chat.
I ain't got nothing.
She loved Kingston versus Danielson. Hey, Kingston,
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I am instigating no inter-wrestling banter. I am saying all of wrestling is fun, as we always say. And as the discount code for today's Matt Mania pay-per-view watch went, please keep your shoulders off the mat. Thank you for joining us, and we gone.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.